USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Russia unleashed one of its biggest barrages of missiles across Ukraine since the start of the war Wednesday, with strikes on critical infrastructure, cutting off power and water supplies in the capital and several other cities, Ukrainian authorities said. The strikes killed 6 people and wounded more than 30. Ukraine's Ministry of Defense said about 70 cruise missiles were launched mostly from Russian aircraft inside Russia. 51 were destroyed by Ukraine. 12 cruise missiles were shot down in the Kherson region. Power outages forced authorities to temporarily shut down all 3 nuclear power plants Ukraine currently controls, though there was no apparent damage to the facilities themselves. As a result of a missile attack on the maternity ward of Vilniansk Hospital, an infant died and a woman was injured. There are probably still people under the rubble there. 4 people were shot Wednesday night in the parking lot of a strip mall in Temple Hills, Maryland, including 3 teenagers. Police said the shooting took place at about 6:25 p.m. when a suspect or suspects shot at a group in Temple Hills. 3 teens, 1 adult were shot and had what appeared to be non-life-threatening injuries, the Prince George's County Police Department tweeted. Police spokesperson Emily Austin previously said 2 teens and an adult are in stable condition. A 3rd teenager was in serious condition after being shot and is now listed in stable condition. More shots fired, this time at a Walmart in Virginia.
A shooter at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, Tuesday night that left 6 people dead was a manager at that Walmart, and that he took his own life with the handgun he brought. The Chesapeake Police Department says 4 other people were hospitalized. Kevin Harper was on the clock at the time of the shooting.
Just left out of the break room, manager come in there, started capping people up in there, started shooting, bro. Like, I'm home though, y'all. Sadly though, we lost a few of our associates.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The horrific attack in the Colorado Springs Gay Club has generated an outpouring of solidarity within the LGBTQ plus community nationwide. In Houston, community members held a candlelight vigil Wednesday evening with songs, statements, a reading of the victim's name, and a moment of silence. Brian Collins attended that vigil.
The tragedy is a horrible thing, and like they said, this is what our community does. We come together and we support and we stand by each other.
A national holiday tradition is just hours from rolling through New York streets, the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Millions are expected to line the streets Thursday to see 16 giant balloons and dozens of smaller ones, floats, and marching bands, including Santa Claus. Matt Caparillion is the parade studio manager.
We have a team of 100 people just to inflate the balloons. So all of those people have done trainings, and they have years of experience, and they know exactly what to do to take these balloons to their fully inflated form.
Tension, anguish, chaos in full display Wednesday at the Orlando International Airport as passengers tried in vain to get a space at the main parking lot, only to find out it was at full capacity the day before Thanksgiving, forcing hundreds to drive to an overflow parking lot outside the airport. Parking spaces were available there, but not enough buses to get everybody to the main terminal to check in on time. Jimmy Lee was frustrated with the whole thing.
Stressed. Very stressed. And there's no buses to pick anybody up. One bus left. There's not another bus in line. Very disorganized.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.